Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Back to the guys, Gresh and Keith on WEEI.
Two tight ends, got the snap, pitch out near side, Harris, tight end block, fullback block, breaks tackle, 40, on the numbers, the 50, foot race to the 40, going to the edge, mark the 30, a foot race to the 20, down the middle, 10, 5, touchdown! A burst by Harris! Up the middle he goes and finds a 64-yard gap. And the Patriots on top here in the first quarter. 5:18 to go. 6-0. An explosive move by Damian Harris.
Kevin Harlan, the call on Westwood One. Patriots win on Monday Night Football. They now head into the bye with the number one seed in the AFC. And for the numbers last night, it finished at the Patriots with 46 carries for 222 yards. Take away five of those carries because of Mac. Well, one went forward. A bunch went backwards.
If you went backwards, it was time.
Mac, yep. Minus 3 yards rushing on the night, which shrunk that number, which would have been a nice tidy 225. One of the guys paving the way for this rushing performance joins us now on the Harbor One Hotline, Shaq Mason with Gresh and Keefe, and he's brought to us by Zuti. Build any app your company needs in a week. Visit Zuti.com for details, by Falmouth Lumber, your Anderson window dealers, and by Boston Beer, truly hard seltzer. Well, Shaq Mason, congratulations are in order to not only you and your teammates, but really the Largos, the Fats, the Blubberhood, whatever you want to call it. You big boys were moving people around last night, Shaq Mason. Congratulations on a hell of a performance. Did you feel like you were back at Georgia Tech last night with all these run plays?
Absolutely, man. That was fun last night. I know I definitely haven't ran the ball that much since I was at Tech, so definitely fun.
Well, it's funny, I looked it up. The Orange Bowl, which I believe was your last game, Georgia Tech beat Dak Prescott in Mississippi State, and Georgia Tech ran the ball 60 times and threw it, I think, 12. Threw 12, ran it 60, so you're definitely ready for that. Could you sense at all, Shaq, that the front for Buffalo was getting frustrated as the game went on, and it was just running play after running play after running play?
I would say it was all a mentality. You know they're a talented front, you know, no doubt about it. But I think once we knew the conditions, we knew the game plan, and it was just a mentality that, you know, all six of us, you know, including Mike, just took to the game. Like, we know what it's got to be. They know what we're going to do. We know what we're going to do. It's just, you know, about moving a man against his will.
Shaq, when you got there, right, you know you're in the hotel, the wind, it's whipping around. Then you get to the stadium and you realize what it is like just before kickoff. Kind of walk us through what was going through your mind once you got to the stadium and just realized how bad the conditions were.
Well, I know when we first got to the stadium, I couldn't really tell. I had on a jacket, you know, I was pretty warm. So pregame, you know, I go out a little earlier than the rest of the team does. So I went out and I was like, you know, it's pretty cold out here, wind blowing. I think it was snowing at that point. So when I came back into the locker room, I looked at Dave and I was like, yeah, man, it's about to be a cold one, you know? So we kind of just laughed about it because we were like, we both realized, like, yeah, this is it's about to be cold and windy today. But it was a great atmosphere, though.
What's that adjustment like? Because you are not alone. So many players on the team are from the South, played college football in the South, and then you come up to New England where we look at it as like, oh, what a big home field advantage it is for the Patriots because this is what their home environment is. But for so many of you guys, you're used to kind of warm weather. How quickly can you turn that into an advantage, or how quickly do you become comfortable playing in the cold, or are you ever comfortable in the cold?
I would say a big thing to that is the fact that we practice in these type of conditions and we, you know, work in these type of conditions, and it goes a long way because, you know, we barely ever use the indoor. So we're out in the cold. No matter what it does outside, we're going to be outside in it. And I think that goes, you know, goes a helping hand in these type of games.
Shaq Mason with Gresh and Keefe here on the WEEI Sports Radio Network. The stuff you were running was not super complicated, it didn't seem. I know some call it G lead, which means the guard is pulling. What do you like more, just decimating somebody one-on-one straight up in front of you, or getting out and running and being able to kick somebody out or really run somebody over in space?
I can't say I have a preference with either one of those. I just like running the ball.
Well, last night was a good night for you, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
It seems like you guys, again, the offensive line, knock on wood, the last few weeks has been pretty healthy, and you've been able to put out, you know, the group consistently now for several weeks. But it also seems like, in a way, you have almost six starters for five spots. But last night, with so many extra offensive linemen in there and Michael Onwenu got to play, how good was that for this group to have six offensive linemen play for the majority of the game?
It was awesome. It was great to get, you know, all of us on the field at the same time because, you know, like you said, it's you know, six starting caliber offensive linemen. And to have us all on the field at the same time, you know, we all have continuity, camaraderie, so it was great. It was great.
Shaq, I know that you have fullback Jakob Johnson. You've got a wide receiver in N'Keal Harry who really take pride in their blocking as well. But how important is it for you five, or in this instance six up front, to really kind of set that tone for everybody else and just maybe some of the work that the non-offensive linemen did in terms of the rushing performance last night?
I think, you know, when you think of the run game, it all starts with, you know, the offensive line moving people. And, you know, when you look deeper into it, you see that you got Jakob kicking out, you got, you know, N'Keal crack blocking, you got Toby coming in and, you know, blocking. So it's like, you know, it all ties hand in hand. But, I mean, all the glory when you run the ball goes to the O-line. But, I mean, it's all 11, honestly.
Did you know you were taking the soul of the city of Buffalo last night? Like, did you, like, even towards the end of the game, Shaq Mason, did you feel that you were just snatching the life and the soul out of not only that team, but that fan base as well? Come on now, you can admit it.
It was a great feeling just knowing that, like I said, knowing that they knew what we were going to do, and the fact that, you know, we were doing it on our terms. There's no greater feeling than that as an offensive lineman.
So what now? What do you got planned for the bye? I know rest, but you going anywhere? You got anything going on, or are you just kind of hanging out?
Just hanging out. I'm going to go be with the fam.
Oh, there we go. Well, enjoy that time, Shaq Mason. Thanks for the time today. Amazing performance by the offensive line last night. Thanks a bunch. Number one seed in the AFC going into the bye. We'll take it, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
Thanks, Shaq.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.